often do we look around and say, how can we bring ERISA reform change? We can easily see many people struggling to stand up against the current ERISA legislation, which protects Wall Street balance sheets while causing serious damage to the budgets of Main Street. Insurance and employer denials and termination place insured money in the hands of carriers, private and public. But is this right? Especially while insurance policyholders struggle to meet daily needs because employee benefits promised have not been received, but placed into the pockets of corporations which told us we would be safe and protected by their insurance policies. How devastating can this be when it falls apart after 24 months? Can you really trust public or private insurance companies when the chips are down? How protected are you and your family? Welcome, I'm Estra, an advocate that believes it is time for policyholders to be treated with respect and dignity by self-insured employers and insurance companies, both public and private. The time of ignoring bad faith insurance tactics is over, and Congress allowing Social Security benefits to shrink more and more will free Wall Street to continue to rack up profits at our expense, and this needs to come to an end. Together in 2016, we can become informed, organized, and standing together for insured civil rights legislation to move towards fair and equitable settlements and benefits given to policyholders. Today, let's talk about what we as insurance policyholders can do to help bring about change which breaks the cycle of poverty for employees when disaster strikes employees' benefit money through the current ERISA legislation. Here are 9 steps you can do as an insurance policyholder under ERISA. Number 1, follow the instructions under your employee ERISA plan. In my opinion, this is an example of a rat being led through a maze, meaning the path has already been designed by your employer or insurance company. If you do not go through the process as designed, you may have fewer recourse when employers decide to keep your benefits for their bottom line instead of providing assistance to you. This includes when your benefits are denied, delayed, or terminated. Number 2, document the process. Keep correspondence with your employer or anyone else involved in your claim. Most of these corporations have shared the same process, which leave their employees out in the cold. In other words, they know how this is run, and they've done it to many employees, so they can just keep producing these same outcomes by doing the same tactics. The good news about documentation is that it shows exactly what they have done to you, even if their lobbyist has found loopholes for them. Typically, it's difficult for them to always dot all their I's and cross all their T's. The more insurance policyholders show what has been done to them, the more difficult it will be for corporations to hide just how much money they are keeping of their employees. Number 3, stand up against bad faith practices. Unfortunately, many of these Wall Street corporations have not only your money to use against you, but enough of their own to hire a more than adequate legal team against you. Most people who are sick and injured find it hard to stand up at a time of not feeling well. But if you can do it, it will provide an important opportunity to show just how many employees are being taken advantage of and not receiving employee benefits. Number 4, don't be ashamed to tell your story. In fact, this may be one of the most important actions you can do. When you stand up to tell your story about an employer who denied your benefits, more people will learn about their behaviors and wonder, would this be an organization they would want to work for in the future? This could also be an insurance company with the same bad habits. Remember, this is a promise that has been broken to you, that you counted on. So stand up tall, don't be afraid, call it like it happened, and then let the chips fall where they may. Number 5. Call Congress at 202-224-3121. Again, that's Congress at 202-224-3121. You will automatically be connected with your representative and tell them how ERISA reform is necessary to equalize the playing field with self-insured employers not paying out employee benefits. Share your story and ask them to support insured civil rights legislation for protection, which place employee benefits back into the hands of policyholders who paid for them, not back into the pockets of employers or insurance companies. Next, ask your family, friends, or relatives to also call their congressional representative for change. The sooner we can motivate Congress to review new changes for ERISA, the fewer people will end up living in poverty, including possibly you. Number 6. Consider filing a federal lawsuit regarding your employee benefits under ERISA. When more and more people begin to stand up for their benefits, this possible epidemic will no longer be hidden. The number of terminations will be there for all to see, along with the tactics used against employees at a time when they are most vulnerable. Can you find justice in our federal courts? I don't know. But what I do know is that we must all try. Because when we lose our rights as citizens through our court system, all of our rights are not too far away from being lost. And we do have the option to vote for those who operate in our behalf. Number 7. Become a car accident advocate. Did you know there are no nonprofit agencies that specialize in helping people injured in car accidents? With the lack of support, this means those with power and influence have a greater opportunity of outcomes being swung their way. Don't you find it surprising with the number of people injured daily that we have no organizations helping to protect these citizens? Personally, I think it's time to change this. If you are interested in becoming a car accident advocate and helping to make change with legislation or just being on the front line, use hashtag Estra's Advocate to let me know of your interest. Number 8. Never give up or in on protecting your interest as an employee. When each of us run into unfair actions, which require change, it is important not to allow it to be brushed under the rug, so to speak. You are hurt, your benefits have been terminated, and employee benefit plans should do what they say or be absolved. No one should have to live with false expectations. You have rights. Don't let anyone or any company diminish them. And lastly, number 9, continue to join me, Estra, in hopes of making a better way for insurance policyholders. It is only when we stand up together will change evolve and employees receive what they have been promised. Again, it's time for everyday citizens to get the 113th Congress's attention for the needs of Main Street, or elect someone who will. Don't trust your benefits to those more interested in keeping them. Be proactive. Learn about your company's practices and whom they choose to pay out on employee benefit plans. Remember, the question you ask today may be the protection needed to help decide if the insurance plan's participations are ones trustworthy for you. As of 2016 on Facebook, for those facing harassment and intimidation, visit the Disability Counter-Surveillance, which means doing your best to protect yourself against bullies. This year I'll be posting harassment and intimidation experiences on this site. The information is already being placed on Estra's TV on Instagram and Estra Seattle Tumblr. Please feel free to post your experiences dealing with intimidation after filing insurance claims that are both public or private. It is the only way to bring attention to our plight. Instead of being afraid, stand for change. It's a much better alternative. Stay safe, well, and determined, and I'll see you next week. talking about you with Estra, and the show has actually aired once already, but unfortunately there have been dial of service attacks, which has caused a problem from the show to be. So I'm going to go ahead and start it again, and if you've heard it, then you'll know. But thank you for listening, and we'll continue on through the struggles. How often do we look around and say, how can we bring ERISA reform change? We can easily see many people struggling to stand up against the current ERISA legislation, which protects Wall Street balance sheets while causing serious damage to the budgets of Main Street. Insurance and employer denials and termination place insured money in the hands of carriers, private and public. But is this right? Especially while insurance policyholders struggle to meet daily needs because employee benefits promised have not been received, but placed into the pockets of corporations which told us we would be safe and protected by their insurance policies. How devastating can this be when it falls apart after 24 months? Can you really trust public or private insurance companies when the chips are down? How protected are you and your family? Welcome, I'm Estra, an advocate that believes it is time for policyholders to be treated with respect and dignity by self-insured employers and insurance companies, both public and private. The time of ignoring bad faith insurance tactics is over, and Congress allowing Social Security benefits to shrink more and more will free Wall Street to continue to rack up profits at our expense. And this needs to come to an end. Together in 2016, we can become informed, organized, and standing together for insured civil rights legislation to move towards fair and equitable settlements and benefits given to policyholders. Today, let's talk about what we as insurance policyholders can do to help bring about change which breaks the cycle of poverty for employees when disaster strikes employees' benefit money through the current ERISA legislation. Here are 9 steps you can do as an insurance policyholder under ERISA. Number 1, follow the instructions under your employee ERISA plan. In my opinion, this is an example of a rat being led through a maze, meaning the path has already been designed by your employer or insurance company. If you do not go through the process as designed, you may have fewer recourse when employers decide to keep your benefits for their bottom line instead of providing assistance to you. This includes when your benefits are denied, delayed, or terminated. Number 2, document the process. Keep correspondence with your employer or anyone else involved in your claim. Most of these corporations have shared the same process, which leave their employees out in the cold. In other words, they know how this is run, and they've done it to many employees, so they can just keep producing these same outcomes by doing the same tactics. The good news about documentation is that it shows exactly what they have done to you, even if their lobbyist has found loopholes for them. Typically, it's difficult for them to always dot all their I's and cross all their T's. The more insurance policyholders show what has been done to them, the more difficult it will be for corporations to hide just how much money they are keeping of their employees. Number 3, stand up against bad faith practices. Unfortunately, many of these Wall Street corporations have not only your money to use against you, but enough of their own to hire a more than adequate legal team against you. Most people who are sick and injured find it hard to stand up at a time of not feeling well. But if you can do it, it will provide an important opportunity to show just how many employees are being taken advantage of and not receiving employee benefits. Number 4, don't be ashamed to tell your story. In fact, this may be one of the most important actions you can do. When you stand up to tell your story about an employer who denied your benefits, more people will learn about their behaviors and wonder would this be an organization they would want to work for in the future. This could also be an insurance company with the same bad habits. Remember, this is a promise that has been broken to you, that you counted on. So stand up tall, don't be afraid, call it like it happened, and then let the chips fall where they may. Number 5. Call Congress at 202-224-3121. Again, that's Congress at 202-224-3121. You will automatically be connected with your representative and tell them how ERISA reform is necessary to equalize the playing field with self-insured employers not paying out employee benefits. Share your story and ask them to support insured civil rights legislation for protection, which place employee benefits back into the hands of policyholders who paid for them, not back into the pockets of employers or insurance companies. Next, ask your family, friends, or relatives to also call their congressional representative for change. The sooner we can motivate Congress to review new changes for ERISA, the fewer people will end up living in poverty, including possibly you. Number 6. Consider filing a federal lawsuit regarding your employee benefits under ERISA. When more and more people begin to stand up for their benefits, this possible epidemic will no longer be hidden. The number of terminations will be there for all to see, along with the tactics used against employees at a time when they are most vulnerable. Can you find justice in our federal courts? I don't know. But what I do know is that we must all try. Because when we lose our rights as citizens through our court system, all of our rights are not too far away from being lost. And we do have the option to vote for those who operate in our behalf. Number 7. Become a car accident advocate. Did you know there are no nonprofit agencies that specialize in helping people injured in car accidents? With the lack of support, this means those with power and influence have a greater opportunity of outcomes being swung their way. Don't you find it surprising with the number of people injured daily that we have no organizations helping to protect these citizens? Personally, I think it's time to change this. If you are interested in becoming a car accident advocate and helping to make change with legislation or just being on the front line, use hashtag Estra's Advocate to let me know of your interest. Number 8. Never give up or in on protecting your interest as an employee. When each of us run into unfair actions, which require change, it is important not to allow it to be brushed under the rug, so to speak. You are hurt, your benefits have been terminated, and employee benefit plans should do what they say or be absolved. No one should have to live with false expectations. You have rights. Don't let anyone or any company diminish them. And lastly, number 9, continue to join me, Estra, in hopes of making a better way for insurance policyholders. It is only when we stand up together will change evolve and employees receive what they have been promised. Again, it's time for everyday citizens to get the 113th Congress's attention for the needs of Main Street, or elect someone who will. Don't trust your benefits to those more interested in keeping them. Be proactive. Learn about your company's practices and whom they choose to pay out on employee benefit plans. Remember, the question you ask today may be the protection needed to help decide if the insurance plan's participations are ones trustworthy for you. As of 2/16 on Facebook, for those facing harassment and intimidation, visit the Disability Counter Surveillance, which means doing your best to protect yourself against bullies. This year I'll be posting harassment and intimidation experiences on this site. The information is already being placed on Estra's TV on Instagram and Estra Seattle Tumblr. Please feel free to post your experiences dealing with intimidation after filing insurance claims that are both public or private. It is the only way to bring attention to our plight. Instead of being afraid, stand for change. It's a much better alternative. Stay safe, well, and determined. And I'll see you next week.